Welcome to this edition of In The Mix, where we bring you the latest news and views from around CEMEX UK. The sun is starting to shine and we have tentatively put away our winter coats. Pubs and shops are reopening and hopefully we all feel more positive about the next few months as we creep out of lockdown hibernation. After this news roundup, Sarah Murphy has conducted an interview with Carl Platt, chair of the Rapid Response Team. Carl reflects back on his experience of the last 15 months and on the situation going forwards, both in the UK and globally. CEMEX continues to focus on reminding everyone to stick to our COVID-safe behaviours. Just as we know that safety has no memory, COVID is still with us and we need to stay vigilant every day. With the easing of restrictions, there have been quite a few people visiting sites unannounced, and the RRT team ask that you please check with the site manager to schedule your visit before you turn up. May is National Walking Month, so get your trainers on and start stepping. Did you know that a brisk walk for just 30 minutes a day reduces your chance of a stroke by 27%? So what are you waiting for? You could even listen to this podcast as you stride. Terry Clare added a poignant message to a safety alert from his site after a tipper driver was just 12 seconds away from a serious accident with a forklift truck. This driver was lucky they weren't badly injured. Being safe shouldn't be about luck. It is about constantly reviewing and being alert to risks. Please continue to look after yourselves and each other on sites and step in when you see anything unsafe. On a more positive note, congratulations to the Kensworth Quarry team, who reached an impressive 12 years LTI-free this month. The industry has also seen unwelcome attention from environmental activists, Extinction Rebellion, to do with the new HS2 project. Colin Jones is producing a video for all sites on what to do if activists turn up at your site and how to manage the situation. Please be aware of these risks and ensure you've seen the video once it comes out. Congratulations to everyone in the UK who won a CEMEX Global Health and Safety Award. The winners included Urbanisation Solutions in Europe, UK Ready Mix, and the Rugby Climafuel Project, who all won Zero for Life Contribution Awards. Sector Awards went to the Marine UK, winning third place in aggregates, Ashfelt UK won first place, and Dry Mortars Europe third place in Urbanisation Solutions. A Fit for Life Contribution Award was given to the Video Intercom to maintain physical distance, with Contractor Management Awards won for the exclusion zone lights around loading shovels, the rollover prevention film, and the smart card system. Well done to all of the teams involved. This month saw the launch of Violo, a new addition to the Virtua range. It's a reduced carbon asphalt product, which comes with the option to offset residual CO2 to make it a carbon neutral product. It is specially formulated to be used at a lower temperature with the added benefits of being able to open roads more quickly after completing the works. This reduces pollution from static vehicles as they often have to queue at roadworks. Boxwell Quarry prepared to welcome back the annual migration of sand martins on their site recently. They are coming back a little slower this year due to the cold, but the specially created Sandbank Hotel has about 60 nests ready to be occupied. We threw a spotlight onto the biodiversity at Westheath Quarry, as they have been restoring two areas of land on the site in 2020 and have spotted a remarkable 177 species on site, including roe deer, badgers, skylarks, nightjars and Egyptian geese. The year ahead includes monitoring for reptiles on site as they have a new reptile refuge. Perhaps the biggest story of the month has been the proud arrival of the magnificent new marine dredger, the CEMEX Go Innovation, into UK waters at Shoreham. This spectacular vessel will deliver real growth to our business and is the first dredger that any UK aggregates producer has launched in over 20 years. It incorporates many firsts in safety and sustainability. Mark Williams is the fleet engineer manager and a veteran of 28 years in the industry. He oversaw the project from its conception for the last 3 years, and it was an incredibly proud moment when she arrived in Shoreham. Captain Dave Pearson will be the first ever master and commented that she's an incredible ship and makes a real statement when she comes into port. She certainly draws attention and overshadows everything around her. He's very excited to see what the crew can achieve together over the coming months on this amazing ship. And finally, a huge shout out to the winners and nominees of this month's Thanks for Your Effort Awards. The nominees were Ian Phillip, Area Technical Manager for Aggregates Northern, Angharad Williams and Christopher Thomas, Weybridge Operatives at Materials Northwest, and Kieran Castle and Ryanair, Sales Executives for Aggregate Central. Congratulations to the winners, Dave Davis, David Teague, Bob Chappell, Robert Duck and Phil Repton at Salford Asphalt Plant, who won for stepping in quickly to save the life of a customer in serious difficulty. They will receive vouchers and a Thanks for Effort mug. The team acted quickly to help the driver of a hot box vehicle who had had a mini stroke. Being confused, he laid down in the hot box as well and got some serious burns. The team made the driver safe, went down the street to the fire station for help with his burns and in making his vehicle safe, as well as calling an ambulance. Had the incident happened whilst the man was driving, the outcome could have been very different. The fantastic news is that the driver is making good progress and over time, with specialist support, should make a good recovery. That's it for the news roundup. Thank you for listening. Please email any stories or comments to inthemix@cemex.com. Now over to Sarah for our Dig Deep interview.
Thanks, Vicky. This month, I'm speaking to Carl Platt, leader of the UK's coronavirus rapid response team. He reflects back on the last 15 months, key learnings and why we still need to be careful. We hope you find it an interesting interview.
Hi Carl, thanks so much for joining us today for the latest episode of In The Mix.
Morning Sarah, hope you're well.
Thank you. So you're here today to talk to us as the leader of the RRT. So first question, what's the current impact of the coronavirus pandemic in the UK and also globally?
Okay, let's pick up the global situation first. It's an improving picture, but we still have some challenges. We've lost some colleagues around the world, as we know, which is deeply sad, and our thoughts go out to their families. But the sort of rollout of vaccinations across countries is improving. We're still very much behind our behaviours that save lives, the four elements there. But hopefully we are coming through this. Some areas have still got some way to go, but certainly for us in the UK, you know, you read the news, you watch everything, we are making significant progress here in the UK. So we're down to sort of only one or two positive cases a week now in the UK, which is great, but we still need to be very careful. The risks are still there. Probably a different type of risk nowadays. You know, we have a lot of people vaccinated, but in recent weeks, we've had a number of people who have tested positive after one vaccination. So, you know, we're still running some risks. Volumes and market is strong as well. So that sort of adds another complex element to it. But in the main, it's moving in the right direction. We're very much in line with what the country's seeing as a whole. In fact, slightly better, actually, in most places. And hopefully in the next lockdown release in May and in June, we should be back to sort of whatever the new normal will be. So generally making good progress, still some significant risk, which we have to manage and be very much aware of. You know, we're not through this yet.
Now, looking back over the last year, what have been your main learnings from the pandemic and how we responded as a business?
I think one of the things over the last year, which we shouldn't forget, is we lost a colleague, you know, Matthew Challenger from ReadyMix in South Wales. For me, that was the lowest point of the last 15 months, and you know, something which we should never forget. He is one of our colleagues, he's one of our team, and our thoughts go out to his friends and family. That struck home really hard with all of us, and I think we should never forget Matthew. I would say, you know, that the RRT was set up in the middle of March. I don't think anybody expected us to still be in formation 15 months on. I think we thought it was maybe a couple of months or something like that. As you know, Sarah, you're on the RRT yourself. I think a couple of things for me looking back was stay calm. You know, and certainly when when the Prime Minister announced on the 23rd of March that national lockdown on that Monday night. I think we took our time. I think a lot of other people didn't. They were closing stuff at 10 o'clock at night, but we were calm. We met the following day. We give ourselves some time, some breathing space, and made a call. So I think that calm and patience was one of the key things we've learnt. We don't make knee-jerk decisions. We consider all areas. We've got a very complex business here in the UK with many, many areas. And I think we need to understand that. I also think the other key part, the learning we had is we had our plan. We had our strategy of following the government advice, especially around the construction sector. And I think for me, we kept to that. That was our sort of core value or core strategy through this, remaining patient, remaining calm. But the key bit is keep reminding people, but also the number one priority is keeping people safe. Now, at no point do we want to put people in danger. And I think we took that calm, measured approach. You know, the group itself, as you know, Sarah, was challenging. You know, it's not one voice was the dominating voice. It was a group of people across the business in different areas, different levels in the business as well, that we took some advice and some views of. And we certainly did in a calm and measured way, keeping to that core strategy, but with a fundamental number one priority of keeping people safe. I think the resilience of our people, I think we've all learned how to do that. You have some low days, you have some high days, you have some soul searching days, but I think the learnings of looking after each other, I think, have been incredible as well.
You mentioned about the resilience of our people. What else has impressed you about CEMEX employees throughout the pandemic?
It always surprises me how adaptable people are and how people can move with times, move with situations, take decisions, be committed. I think always surprised me. I don't know why I'm always surprised nowadays, because we're very good at, in CEMEX UK, about doing that. But I think the commitment of the teams over the last 15 months has been significant. And I know we've done some videos, and I was looking at them the other day, actually, things we've done at different stages during the last 15 months. And you look back and there's an awful lot of pride in what we've seen and what people do. And I think that impresses me, the sort of commitment, resilience, pride people have, compassion for their colleagues at the times at the moment. You know, if anybody's got any concerns, they could pick up the phone to us. I think the RRT and the leadership team in the UK have been very open, very transparent. I get super impressed with the pride of people, that people take in their role and the commitment and how they look after people. And I think, you know, the mental pressures is difficult, whether you're working at home, you're working in the plant, you're out on the road, driving trucks, whatever you're doing. Everyone has good days and bad days at the moment. People are far more aware of that. And I think that would be one of the good things going forward. I think, you know, when the new normal, whatever that looks like, as we say, is around.
Thank you. And one final question. As restrictions continue to ease and we look forward to the Great British Summer, whatever the weather decides to do, do employees still need to be careful? And what advice would you give to UK employees?
Well, let's hope the Great British weather is good this year. I think a lot of us are on holiday in the UK this year, so let's all hope for that. The risks are still there. We are seeing various new variants in the UK. We have a lot of vaccinations and people vaccinated now, whether it's one or two vaccinations, but we are in a different type of risk and a different type of phase now, and we're not finished yet. We need to carry on following the full behaviours and the government advice. You know, the government are very clear, they are lifting restrictions, which is great. And I think for us, it's still be very aware of this. This is not gone. It is not finished. You know, I'm sure we'll have to live with this going forward, you know, almost a bit like the flu type sort of syndrome. And there may be boosters each year. And I did see the government announce boosters for over 50s later in the year. But we have to be very careful of this. We've seen the impact it has. We've seen the impact it has on people. And I think let's carry on doing what we're doing, managing based on the four behaviours, you know, and generally looking after each other. So for me, you know, we are not through this. You know, the risks are getting less, obviously, but let's not drop our guard. We're not finished yet.
Thanks so much for joining us, Carl, and talking us through the challenges presented by the pandemic. Was there anything you wanted to add today?
Thank you, sir. I think to finish off nicely, I think is a big, big thank you from me and the rest of the UK management team to everybody that works for us, all our contractors, all our customers, all our, you know, drivers, partners, everybody who works in the supply chain for us as a business. The extraordinary efforts everybody's put in over the last 15 months has allowed us to be in the position we are, keep our colleagues, our friends safe. But I also like to pass out thank you to everybody's family as well, who supported each of us during this 15 months. We should never forget that. Family is quite key in everything we've done. So please pass on the thanks to your family on behalf of Cemex UK. And I would like everybody to, hopefully, as we said, have a great British summer coming through. Hope the weather's good, but please take care, stay safe.
Thanks so much for joining us, Carl. That was brilliant.
Okay, take care. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
That's it for this month, and we hope you enjoyed this latest episode of In The Mix. We will continue to keep you updated on company developments and successes through UK News, Yammer and social media, and we'll be back with another episode soon. As always, if there's anyone you'd like us to interview or anything you'd like us to cover, let us know via inthemix@cemex.com. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to speak to you again soon.